Good morning. We're continuing. We finished the Siman Beis and we spoke about the din of shok. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that the shok is referring to the upper leg, which would mean that the mikra din, the lower leg is not required to be covered unless it's a minig of that makom for women to cover that part of the body. So just to clarify, this is quite a discussion. Just to clarify, the shittas. There's Tosfos in Menachos, which Tosfos says very clearly that the definition, because I use the word shok, it's referring to the lower part of the leg by human being, by animals. It's the word shok is actually referring to something else, but the upper part of the leg is called the yarech, and the lower part of the leg is called the shok. Both of them point out that this is the usage of the word shok, and that's the correct way to understand it. The Chavas Yoren is every Makor Chayim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, all understand that the word shok is being used to refer to the lower leg. And therefore, the lower leg has a chiyuv to be covered, mikra din, it's not totally a minhag ha-makom. Rafal Tzatzal, in his Sefer about the Lachos of Tznius, etc., points out that really that's not really conclusive, even though that's true. That is what Chazal uses. There is actually a Gra as well, which speaks out that the word shark is used in Chazal to refer to the lower leg. There is an opinion of one of the Rishonim that you're referring to the upper leg, but really the source of this halacha that shark is more chomer, like we mentioned, is because the proximity to the body, which causes a higher level of hearer. So the question now is, did Chazal use the word shark over here in this halacha like they use it elsewhere, or is the word shark can be used, since by an animal can be used referring to the upper leg, maybe Chazal over here using the word shark referring to the upper leg even though it's normally used referring to the lower leg. But the source of this din is more in Brachas, brings on Pasuk in Yeshaya. And in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it could be clearly, it's much more easily understood to refer to the upper leg. So the Chazon Ish actually talks about this in Aruch Chaim Siman Tes Zayin. He brings the sources that the word shark is referring to the lower leg, multiple sources that it's referring to the lower leg. And then he points out that the word shark is actually not a Lashon Kavua, it can refer to both the upper leg and the lower leg. At the end of the piece, he says that it's probably referring to the upper leg, but he does not want to be Makriya Lamaisa, and he remains with Halachic Suffolk. Because of this, many places are makbar the women, they're careful to cover their lower leg, because we have multiple sources which argue that it's Kriyager and the Chasam Zayfer is referring to the lower leg, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and therefore women are makbar to cover their lower leg. Now, in regards to the halachas of this halacha is both relevant to our sugya, which is saying Diri Torah in the presence of any part of the body which is uncovered. There's a separate discussion, which is also important, that's not our topic, that a woman's chiyuv to keep herself covered, and this is part of the responsibility of a woman to keep herself covered, and this is a Mishnah in Ksubas and a Gemara in Ksubas, that a woman who walks around in a way which is not considered properly covered forfeits some of her ksuva because of this type of action. So this is a question of the woman acting in a way which is sinua, which is the appropriate way for a woman to act. This is called Das Yehudis. And a woman who's averus over on Das Yehudis forfeits her right to her ksuva. That is not because of the din of erva for the purposes of kriyashma and tefila. That's because that a woman is presenting herself to be seen by others in a way which is inappropriate for the woman to do so. So that's not our topic, but it becomes relevant, this issue of women, whether women cover or not. Does it go into Das Yehudis that a woman has a chiyuv to cover this, otherwise it's considered that she's acting inappropriately. So besides the discussion in regards to Kriya Shema, we also have the separate discussion. This is quite a debate, and there are different places which are yes, makbet, or not makbet on it. But we understand now the underlying argument why some people are makbet and some people are not. Have a good day.